All right, over the weekend in Midland, we had a chance to sit down with Riders right-hander Josh Hetchka, the submarine reliever, to talk about his process and so much more. We played part one on Sunday. Let's listen to part two of that conversation here on the Cacique Pregame Show. You're very active on social media, and I saw a post from you over the offseason about how Tyler Rogers is the only pitcher in the major leagues whose average, you know, depth off the ground in which he pitches is under 2 feet, and now you've gotten there. How did you use Tyler as inspiration? Because your strikeout the other night where you got a swing and a miss at a rising slider up and in looked a little bit like him.
Yeah, so that's actually what inspired my offseason drop of arm slot. So previously in my career, I've been like low sidearm, like even, you know, I've been submarine, but not nearly as low as I am now. Last year with the Phillies, I tried the opposite approach, which is I raised my arm slot trying to like throw a little bit harder. And I just found that I wasn't nearly as effective. My shape's kind of flattened out. The batter seemed like to be a little bit more comfortable, which I don't like. I don't like when the batter feels comfortable in the box. I want him to feel very uncomfortable. And so I was inspired by Tyler Rogers and his effectiveness at the major league level. And I decided to try to drop my arm slot. So I watched a ton of video trying to understand, like, biomechanically, what is he doing to get in those really low positions? And honestly, the primary thing that's the biggest differentiator is the arm slot itself is fairly similar. So if you're all the way over the top or all the way bent over, the arm slot itself is fairly similar. It's the posture at the torso and specifically bending over forwards and bending to his right side, which is his throwing side, which allows him to get those very, very deep positions. So watching some of his video, watching his mechanics, and then something I like to do is watch his video of how he attacks hitters and understanding, oh, it's like, this is how I would think to use this pitch, but watching how he uses it very effectively, that gives me ideas of how I can actually attack hitters. Specifically, I was talking to Tommy St. Clair, our pitching coach, about trying to get lefties out better, because I'm very good against right-handed batters, but lefties have been a little bit of a struggle this year. And like I said, I know I have the tools to get them out. It's just figuring out how to deploy them properly. And we looked at Rogers, and what he does is he just owns the outer half against lefties. So he'll throw the sinker down and away. He'll throw the slider, backdoor it, kind of start it. Looks like it's going to bounce in the dirt, and then it kind of rises back up to that slot. And then he's able to use the slider up in the zone as well. And that's been a little bit of an inspiration for me, is how I'm trying to how I'm planning on approaching lefties moving forward this season. But it's really helpful having a guy like that to model yourself after. Obviously, I'm not Rogers. I'm never going to be Rogers. I want to be the best version of myself. But taking ideas from Rogers and understanding that this is what he does effectively can allow me to like take some of those same things and apply it to myself.
And for those who don't know, Rogers is a former All-Star with the Giants and now with the Blue Jays. And I think there were a couple seasons there for him in San Francisco where he was better against lefties than righties as a right-handed pitcher. Did you get in contact with him? Did you try and reach out and ask him questions, or what was the story there?
So funny story, when I was in San Francisco a couple years ago, he was doing an autograph signing. And him and his twin brother, Taylor. And I just bought a ticket for the autograph signing. And I was like, I don't even want you to sign anything. I just want to ask you a couple questions about pitching. So I actually ended up asking him a couple questions. He gave me some really thoughtful answers about like how he approaches hitters, how he kind of thinks about his mechanics. And so I was able to like talk to him in that setting, which was a very funny opportunity. I also had the opportunity to talk to Adam Simber a little bit, another guy who was very low slot. Alec Jacob with the Padres. So I've had the opportunity to talk to a lot of these like low slot guys and kind of pick their brain and see what works for them, which has been really fun.
Rogers has that rising slider. I saw on your LinkedIn in your skills section, you've got rising sliders and throwing strikes. Why'd you do that?
I was just messing around. I also have the pickoff move to second base, which you haven't seen yet. And we will hopefully deploy it and get a guy out here. Not going to give away any secrets, but I've been able to get guys on that pickoff move to second base a few times this year. So we'll, or a few times in the past. So hopefully we can get a guy this year.
Josh, what are the similarities between pitching your way and chess?
I think there's a lot of similarities between chess and pitching. I think a lot of it is like you have to. I think the obvious answer is like, oh, you have to like plan a few moves ahead. You have to plan a few pitches ahead. But I think there's a lot of other just like very subtle differences. I just made a Twitter thread recently on how like you can kind of grade pitches similarly to how you can grade like elite grandmasters on how effective their moves are relative to like the perfect move. And same thing with like in baseball, like how good are your pitches relative to like the best possible pitch you could have made. But just generally thinking, one book that's been very inspiring to me is called The Art of Learning by Josh Waitzkin. And he's a former chess grandmaster. Actually, I don't know if he ever actually made the title of grandmaster. He was a former chess prodigy, I guess I should say, when he was a kid. And he ended up The movie Searching for Bobby Fischer was made about him, and he ended up retiring from chess. Like, he just didn't love it anymore, and he started doing martial arts, and he became an international champion in martial arts. And I'm not going to try to summarize the book, but the gist of it is that the mental and the physical side of things are very intertwined. And I think people always try to separate them, right? They're like, oh, he's very physically gifted, but his mental game's just not there. And I think it's literally impossible to separate them. Like, your physical game is what allows you to have a good mental game. Your good mental game is what allows you to have a good physical game. They're very closely intertwined, and I just don't think it's possible to separate those. And so a very mental game like chess and a very physical sport like baseball, I think I have much more in common than people might think. I highly recommend reading The Art of Learning if anybody's interested in learning more about that.
That does it for part two of our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview with Josh Hetzka. So interesting and such a great talker. We're going to come back with him for part three tomorrow, so make sure you tune in then as we wrap up the interview. For now, Baylor Scott and White Health starting lineups come up next as we get ready for game one against San Antonio this week. This is the Cacique Pregame Show. We'll be right back.